From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Sander there, fabulous producer, so we appreciate all of his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, Lynn Ragusea is back, executive assistant at the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. She and Ellen Ruby just run a super operation up there, doing 1,000 things every day and making just tons of stuff happen in Lewisburg. And addressing the topics that occasionally need to be looked at and talked about and raised up and resolved and working on solutions and information, you name it, they do it. So we just appreciate that. And Lynn is here. Lynn, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate it. So, and Judy Wagner is here. We think she was probably here years ago, but we would almost have to count the distance in decades because she has put in about, 25 or 30 years of community service in and around Lewisburg, is a former mayor, but very active in the community and still on the Buffalo Valley Regional Police Department Commission.
Police Commission, sir.
And not just a person that sits in the back row and votes one way or another, active digger inner of the issues and looks at the spreadsheets and you sort of understand the trends and things like that.
Yes, and it's been my pleasure to see the growth and the fact that the Buffalo Valley Regional Police continues to grow and develop and is really an asset to our community. I'm really proud of that. They provide an excellent service, and they get better every year.
Okay, well, yeah, and that's, I was just going to note that because every so often joint police departments need a little CPR, and you're always there to do that, and then everybody emerges better off and more content and more satisfied. So good. Well, thanks for that great, great community service. Well, let's talk about Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. If folks might forget precisely what your mission and your work is, Lynn, tell us about that. Remind us what that is, please.
So our mission is to make downtown Lewisburg the heart and soul of Lewisburg, and we're there to make sure it's a place you want to be. It's vibrant, it's happening, it's a place you want to be, it's a place you want to spend time.
And you also address topics that pop up, you know, maybe making sure that a detour or a street closure is talked about, and also that parking meters on Saturday is really, the word is out there.
Yes.
I even saw it on TV last night.
Yes. So it's always been this way, but it's going to be enforced a little bit more strictly now. So parking meters are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You got to plug the meter. Tiffany is our new meter attendant, and she will be out and about, and make sure you say hi to her.
All right. Well, yeah, parking meters is always an important thing that there's definitely two sides to that issue. So just listen to our talk show the day after that was announced. You know, folks saying, well, I can't find a space, and others saying, hey, a space is a space is a space. All right. Well, we got a couple of things coming up in Lewisburg. Historic Lewisburg Tour. Do you want to talk about that, Judy? Tell us about this tour.
Oh, I'd be delighted to. For many years, we had a house tour on Bucknell Parents Weekend, and for various reasons, it fell off. Recently, Jack Fisher and Betty Cook have reestablished September 17th, Bucknell Parents Weekend, as a self-guided tour of historic Lewisburg. And we have 10 structures, most of them built in the 80s, although we have three that are newer. For instance, the Hillmark Library was built in 1901. Of course, the Campus Theater, 1941. And the hidden gem that we want everybody to visit is the Fire Museum on North 5th Street. Originally, the William Cameron Fire Company was located on South 4th Street, but unfortunately we lost it, and it's reemerged on North 5th Street and is now the home of the William Cameron Fire Company and the Fire Museum. And of course it's named the William Cameron because he donated the first piece of fire equipment. And so we remember him that way because he is our benefactor. And you'll hear William Cameron's name throughout the historic house tour because he is responsible in many ways for the growth of Lewisburg. And his house will be on tour, the Cameron Cook House, which was built in the 1870s. the 1840s, and then was redone in 1872. It's still an amazing structure. It contained the first bank in Lewisburg, the Dime Bank, and you can still see the vault. Of course, the Dime Bank became the Lewisburg National Bank, but we wouldn't even have the William Cameron House if it weren't for Betty Cook, who in her late 20s saw that the house was to be torn down. We didn't have any historic commission at the time, so Betty went to the bank and got a loan, and as a single woman, that was not an easy task. So Betty got the loan and saved the house from being torn down to become a gas station. And she has loved and cherished that house. And of course, Betty is the First Lady of Lewisburg. So you will be able to see her house. She's created a bit of a museum on one side of the house. The other side of the house, living quarters, has the most magnificent dining room with chestnut wood top to bottom. And it has the same chestnut wood in the hotel.
Where is it?
Betty's house, the address, is 201 Market Street, catty-cornered from the Lewisburg Hotel, which is also on the tour, and also has the same chestnut wood in their dining room. So we have some very elegant woodwork to showcase to folks.
And you'll be able to go inside some of the houses?
Yes. The Cook House, you go in the front, you go over to the museum, and then over to the other side, the living room, the dining room, the 60s kitchen, and exit out. And from there, you can go anywhere else you want on the tour.
All right. And then some of the houses you just are outside to enjoy the architecture and the structure and the history. Others you will be able to go inside.
Yes. Okay. The Johnson Lewis House on South Fifth Street, you'll be able to go in. It features high ceilings, the original woodwork, and amazing antiques. And the Johnson House is right across from the Borough Building, which the Borough rescued. And we have the municipal offices there. And if you're at the Johnson House, you should go across and take a look at the Borough Building. Have a look at the original millstones from the 1770s Ludwig Durr Mill that was down by the river. We were able to rescue them, and you can see actual history. And across the street, then, is Kidsburg, with the newly installed park from Play World, which was donated in memory of first responders. And behind that, then, is Nature Play, where kids played just like Ludwig Durr played in 1770.
Yeah, and the creek probably looks a little bit more similar to what it looked like then, now, after the floodplain work. And
absolutely, and you can go down and play in the creek, or you can play in up on the hill and slide down and have a great time.
And there's restrooms, and the rail trail officially starts there. Well, you were right. You just have to get her started.
Exactly.
Fantastic answers to our questions. Thank you so much. So the Historic Lewisburg Tour is an event coming up September 17th. How do you get connected to the tour?
So you can buy tickets online at our website, which is lewisburgpa.com, or you can buy them the day of at 328 Market Street. We'll have a table set up, and you can purchase tickets there. They're $20 a ticket.
And 328 Market Street is the joint office, correct?
It's the joint office with the Community Zone and the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership.
All right, so we'll look for you downtown. Just really briefly here, we have a couple of minutes left before we move on. Let's preview some other events, and then we'll dig farther into those before we get... we're going to be back at 7:40, but let's preview some of the upcoming events in case somebody only hears this particular segment.
Okay, so we have our fall festival coming up on October 8th. It's going to be much bigger this year, actually. So we're going to have over 150 craft and food vendors. We're going to have live music from the Williamsport Uptown Music Collective. Ryan the Bugman, which is my favorite, is going to be there. October 8th. October 8th. Make sure you check out the Bugman. And Friends of R.B. Winter State Park is going to be bringing some reptiles to hang out with. We're going to have the Woolly Worm Winter Weather Prognostication. Air Weaver Balloons is going to be there with balloon art for the kids. And we have other children's activities from the Lewisburg Children's Museum, BVRA, and the Susquehanna Valley Ethical Society.
All right. Unpaved is coming up again this year.
Yes.
And the Fall Craft Fair, is that's a separate event than the Fall Festival?
No, that's the same thing. So
okay,
Unpaved will be that full weekend, the 7th through the 9th, and then we have our festival on the 8th.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Great weekend in Lewisburg. The Masquerade is coming back as we get close to Halloween?
Yep. So on Saturday, October 29th, we'll hold the Market Street Masquerade. I believe Tom Morgan will be there helping host at the orange carpet in front of the campus theater. So come on out, walk the orange carpet, show off your costume, and come get some candy at the downtown businesses.
And Stroll Through the Arts is coming up this fall again as well. So we'll talk more about that. And we'll really talk about the work that you and Ellen and your partners put into maintaining vibrancy in a downtown. It doesn't happen. Inertia happens fast if you don't push forward. And so
that is true. So you've got to keep the events going. You've got to keep the energy high.
Right. And you got to know how to do it with radio, and you're probably reaching out to other media and newspapers and social media, making sure that stuff keeps going as well. Well, we're right in the middle now of our conversation with Lynn Ragusa, executive assistant of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, and Judy Wagner is here, very active community leader, former mayor, regional police commissioner, and very informed on the historic Lewisburg tour. So we'll continue this conversation at 7:40, lewisburgpa.com, the website for more information on these topics.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Our road report does have a crash this morning at the 304-405 intersection. In a technical sense, it's off the road, but it is causing a slowdown north and south, 15 and 304. And neither of those lanes listed is closed, so we'll keep you posted about that, according to 501PA.com. In the studio with us now, Lynn Ragusa is here, executive assistant to the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, the ultra-vibrant organization, just paddling like crazy underneath to make sure that Lewisburg moves forward, events happen, the town is brought up and talked about, more people come here, businesses thrive, empty spots get filled fast. If there is, do you have any vacancies in Lewisburg?
I don't like to talk about it, but yes, we have a few, but we've got some new businesses getting ready to open up that we're really excited about.
Well, it's a hot property. I mean, having one empty store just means some good, successful business person retired and some young person is going to take over and get things started or something like that. So, all right, so that's the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. That's just one aspect of their mission, so we'll talk more about that. And Judy Wagner is here. We think she's been in our studio before and talking about other topics, but she's the former mayor of Lewisburg, very active community leader, regional police commissioner, and is on the committee that's putting together the historic Lewisburg tour coming up on the 17th. Now, that tour will coincide with Parents Weekend, right? So that's the weekend?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the weekend. And Unpaved is that weekend also? Oh, no, that's the 8th. Okay, so what else is the weekend of the historic tour? Anything else going on that weekend?
Just Bucknell Parents Weekend.
Just Parents. Well, that's enough. Okay, that's enough traffic.
It is.
Slowdowns trying to get through as it is. So, all right, fantastic. So, historic Lewisburg tour. Tell us more of the details. You talked a little bit about some of the houses, but also some of the accoutrement. What's going to be at the house? You mentioned, is it the Cook Cameron House?
Yes. The Cook Cameron House, which is at 201 Market Street, is owned by Betty Cook, and Betty Cook is responsible personally for saving that house from demolition as it was to be purchased and turned into a gas station. So Betty, when she was 29, went to the bank, and it was very difficult for a single woman to get a loan. She got the loan, she bought the house, and has continued to enhance it, and we're just so happy that we don't have a gas station in that part of town. So Betty and Jack Fisher decided to reinstate the house tour after a number of years and chose it again for Bucknell Weekend. It's a self-guided tour, so you can mosey around and have your lunch and stop in and see the houses and the other structures and enjoy yourself, and not to forget going to the Purity Candy for some chocolate-covered pretzels on your way. Betty Cook's house, of course, is one that is going to be on on focus that day because in front of her house will be a Betty Slay, which is a Portland cutter, and it will signify the funeral of William Cameron's brother, James Cameron, who was killed in the Battle of Bull Run. And there will be a Civil War reenactor there to talk about the history behind James Cameron and the Camerons. And we don't want you to miss that. In front of the sleigh will be a full-size horse built by the Sun Technical School students. So we're excited. That'll be a great focus of the tour. And of course, catty-cornered across the street is the Hotel Lewisburg, which has been an amazing site of history. Every entertainer who's ever been at Bucknell has gone to the hotel. Louis Armstrong, we've had Kevin Costner there. The Bacon Brothers were there. And so it's just living, the Lewisburg Hotel is living history, as in Betty Cook's house. And there are just any number of amazing houses and sites for people just to mosey around and take a peek. Some of the houses you can go in and see the amazing antiques and quilts, like at the Pineapple Inn, Victorian antiques. That has been a staple on Market Street for years and years and years. It used to be a news agency when I would walk to school, and fortunately the North have taken it over and developed it and saved it as an amazing space for you to look at. Also, too, Joyce Johnson, the Johnson Lewis House on South Fifth Street, is available to go in and see the high ceilings and the original woodwork. And Joyce's collection of antiques, I understand, is remarkable. And while you're there, glance across the street at the Borough Building, which is another historic building that the Borough has preserved.
That was a railroad station?
It was not the station. It was more like a depot for where they unloaded and loaded the package and so on. But we treasure it because we saved it. And you can look at the Ludwig Durr millstones, which are at the end of the Borough Building, which have been in the borough since 1770s when Ludwig Durr built the first mill. And also then we have the playgrounds, which Playworld contributed to remember.
Well, Hoofnagle Park's really redone, and the rail trail starts there now.
The rail trail,
right?
Does, okay. And stay tuned for some great improvements in Hoofnagle Park in terms of venues for future entertainment and activities in the park. It is the heart. Hoofnagle Park is the heart of Lewisburg, as well as the Campus Theater. We like to call that the gem of Lewisburg.
Well, you knew Gordon Hoofnagle, so you say his namesake park correctly. So
indeed, I do. Thank you so much for that.
So glad to hear that.
Yes.
And murals at the Himmelreich Library, you mentioned they're there, didn't say too much about them. What do you know about those?
Yes, the Himmelreich Library was built in 1902, and Lewisburg's finest example of neoclassical design. The architect was Frederick Dodge, and the really amazing murals were done by Frederick Martin, known for his murals in the National Library of Congress. So you don't want to miss that.
So fabulous stuff on the art history, or the history tour that's coming up in Lewisburg on September 17th. I think $20. I saw that in print somewhere.
Yes. Yep.
Tell me about the logistics of this, please, Lynn.
So again, you can buy tickets online at lewisburgpa.com, or you can buy them the day of at 328 Market Street. That's our offices, the community partnerships. And they're $20. The ticket is a brochure of all the houses with a map, so you can plan out your afternoon.
Tell me more about, the Unpaved and Fall Festival. We can kind of walk us through those things that are happening October 8th.
So
it starts on, the 6th or 7th.
So we're really excited about having Unpaved in Lewisburg. It's a gravel bike race. It brings in over 1,000 cyclists. And this year we're having our fall festival with them, and there'll be over 150 vendors and craft vendors, food vendors, children's events, children's activities, live music. And then the bike races happen throughout the weekend, and mostly on Sunday, and they start and finish at the Miller Center.
And that's going to be a big deal. And then the Fall Festival takes over. Tell us about that.
So, again, the Fall Festival will be October 8th, and that's with our live music from the Uptown Music Collective, Ryan the Bugman, Reptiles from Friends of RB Winter State Park. Oh, and, of course, don't want to forget the Woolly Worm Winter Weather Prognostication. Hopefully we'll have a mild winter this year.
Well, yeah, we've had a warm summer, so hopefully that'll just continue. The Market Street Masquerade continues in October, what takes place near the end of October. Lewisburg Arts Council has Stroll Through the Arts as you approach Christmas, and just a lot of things going on. Folks may think, well, Lewisburg's got it all going on. It doesn't, can't possibly take much to keep that vibrancy going. But tell us what's happening underneath, behind the scenes.
It takes a lot of collaboration. We've got a lot of organizations that work together to make these events happen. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of meetings and a lot of work getting it together. But the collaboration that we have between multiple organizations in the community is what makes it happen.
And Lewis, I'm calling you Lewisburg, Judy Wagner, former Lewisburg mayor. You've seen this over the years as you were mayor, this idea of people working together. You never hear the word no. You hear, well, we can't do it that way, but you work towards a yes up there.
We have amazing staff and volunteers, and I did want to follow up on what Lynn said. Scotta, Lynn, and Ellen have been the heart and soul of so many of these activities. They don't compete as organizations. They collaborate, and I think that's really the secret. And the other thing I would like to say about Lewisburg and success is that the folks in Lewisburg play the long game. We started in 2003 to plan for the revision of 5th, 6th, 7th Street, culminating in the amazing Bull Run Greenway. That doesn't happen by accident. Multiple councils, multiple borough managers, multiple special project directors have picked up the ball and carried it because we created a vision and goals. And things do not happen by accident, I found. But when you've got people collaborating and working together towards a goal, you see success, and we're proud that we have these opportunities to offer our region. And it's not just Lewisburg. There are many great things happening in other communities around us. And collaboration is really the key.
Well, and you see the Steve Beattys of the world and Taylor Lightmans and Samantha Pearsons. These are the ones that I come across. And, of course, you mentioned Ellen. So you get, all of the dogs are pulling the sleigh in the same direction, as hard as can be, I guess.
Well, there's no agenda other than the success of our community and a better quality of life.
Okay, well, yeah, amen to that. Well, we have a moment left, so I'm going to turn the mics back to you both for an additional comment. Anything you would like to add, Lynn, to enhance our conversation?
Well, I'm just really excited about this historic Lewisburg tour. I can't wait to get myself into some of these properties and take a look. I haven't been to the Himmelrich Library, and I'm definitely excited to get inside and see those murals and see the architecture there. So I just want to invite everyone out to come join this tour. I'm really excited, and I hope it's just the first of many to come.
All right. An additional comment, please.
Yes, I would like to encourage everyone to visit the William Cameron Fire Museum. You have to walk a block or two to get there, but it'd be well worth it to see some of the original fire engines and the materials that have been donated. It's very interesting, so don't miss that.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Judy Wagner, former mayor, but very active community leader and on the Historic Lewisburg Tour Committee, lewisburgpa.com, the website to get involved in the historic tour. Lynn Ragusa here, Executive Assistant, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.